It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When you stop to think about it, it's odd that everyone who graduates from college is a bachelor of something.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
You know, I have thought about the gender aspect of bachelor's degree before. Where did the term originate?
I'm actually struck that you've been thinking about it because I think a certain number of people who graduate from college with a BA or a BS haven't spent a lot of time thinking about the fact that the B in BA stands for bachelor, and it's the same word we use to refer to an unmarried man. The word goes back to the 13th century in English. It used to refer to a knight, a young man, and could refer to a young man who'd achieved the lowest rank of something. From there, it comes to mean someone who has achieved the lowest rank from university, the lowest degree. And at that time, those would have been all men. Of course, now we have lots and lots of women who are also bachelors of arts and bachelors of science.
And we're actually talking about abbreviations here, as in PhD.
Yes. So we've got other abbreviations in academia that can be opaque for some people. So a PhD, a doctor of philosophy, and both the term doctor and philosophy there have more general meanings than they do for us in their day-to-day use now. A doctor being a teacher and philosophy being more generally advanced learning.
A JD.
A JD, a Juris Doctor. So then we've got a Doctor of Law, an MD, a Doctor of Medicine.
I'll bet you have some other abbreviations up your short sleeves.
I do. I have a couple of other Latin abbreviations that now commonly get confused, and they are IE and EG. As an editor, I see people using them often interchangeably from what I can tell. So IE comes from Latin, id est, which means that is to say. EG, exempli gratia, for the sake of example. But I think because now many people do not know Latin and many people do not know what those abbreviations stand for, that you will see IE used for examples or EG used to mean that is.
And there are some, I think, that we don't even realize are abbreviations, correct?
There are. These are some English ones that are acronyms. One of my favorites is LASER, which people don't always realize is an acronym for light amplification by the stimulated emission of radiation.
Ooh.
Exactly. And radar is too, for radio detection and ranging.
And we're going to tread lightly here. What about SNAFU?
SNAFU, also an acronym, an abbreviation, and I will avoid the taboo word, but just say that it stands for situation normal, all effed up.
Well, gee, thanks a lot, Anne, and have a great Sunday.
You too, Rena.